Australian Prime Minister Albo has been heckled and jeered at a women's rights march. Thousands of people marched at No More Rallies, the rallies are called No More Rallies, over the weekend, calling for an end to violence against women. Albo ended up in an argument with one of the protest organisers.
To be clear, we did ask to speak, myself and Katie, and we're told that that wasn't possible, and that's fine. I respect the organisers' right to do that.
That's a full-out lie.
To do that. We now have 10 days paid domestic... I agree it's not enough. I said that. We need to do more.
Ollie Peterson will run us through that shortly. And finally, there's been a mix-up at American Airlines, which has led to a pensioner being booked on a flight as a baby by mistake. The problem is that Patricia is 101 years old. And so she was born back in 1922, but American Airlines' computer system doesn't go back that far. It doesn't recognise 1922, so it just keeps putting her birth date in as 2022. This is the second time that this has happened to Patricia, where they expect a one-year-old to show up, but it's a 101-year-old who does show up, and she's hoping they fix it before her next planned flight, by which time she's going to be 102.
International correspondence with NZI Insurance. Peace of mind for New Zealand business.
Ollie Peterson, 6PR Perth Live presenter out of Australia. Hey, Ollie.
G'day, Heather.
Okay, so run me through what's going on here with the PM being accused of being a liar.
So you heard in that clip there in the World Wires that he was addressing the rally in Canberra yesterday when he says quite clearly there, he and the minister responsible, Katie Gallagher, were asked not to speak at the rally, but they did anyway because they were being heckled. Now, standing next to him is one of the lead campaigners, Sarah Williams, who you could quite clearly hear her say, "That's a lie. That's a lie." The vision is, to be honest, even more confronting because she is in tears by the time the Prime Minister's talking for that next minute. And the optics of this is just awful. Mm. The Prime Minister has been doing the rounds on breakfast television today, been asked everywhere about it, and he's trying to dodge and weave his way out of answering it by just saying, let's focus on the issues here, and the National Cabinet's meeting on Wednesday. I don't think that's enough, to be honest with you, Heather. If this was Scott Morrison, he would be hung out to dry and people would be tearing strips off him. It's a terrible look from the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese. He obviously doesn't want to exacerbate the situation or make it any worse. But whoever was in his ear yesterday to say, pick up that microphone and start chatting to the waiting crowd there in Canberra, needs to really think about what that has done, because here we are talking about that, not the issue at hand. And yes, the National Cabinet's going to meet on Wednesday. Yes, state governments and local governments are talking about it as well. And we've got a massive problem here in Australia, but a shocking look from the Prime Minister when he is there standing side by side one of the lead organisers of this rally.
Has he explained, if he claims that he was asked not to speak, why he was asked not to speak?
No, he's just trying to focus on the fact of the issues and say, you know, today is a day to not think about those things. Let's concentrate on the issues. So yeah, the PM's been very clever to try and dodge and weave his way around it, but it is just not a good look.
No, not at all. Okay, listen, so the Spotlight saga's claimed somebody quite high profile, haven't they?
Yeah, so Craig McPherson, who was the boss of Channel 7 News and Current Affairs, he's gone. This follows the departure of the executive producer of that Spotlight program, two of the program producers. And now the appointed director of News and Current Affairs for Channel 7 is a bloke by the name of Anthony DeSegli, who actually runs the West Australian newspaper over my side of the country, Heather. Huge job running the National News and Current Affairs division for Channel 7. He'll still oversee the paper arm of 7 West Media. But you still wonder how much longer Spotlight's going to be on television. They did record a bunch of episodes that are in the can, so they're going to be going to air over the coming weeks. And in fact, the series returned a couple of weeks ago, but it hasn't quite got that heritage brand name like 60 Minutes does here in Australia. So it'll be very interesting to see what DeSegli does at Channel 7 News. And many people are predicting that the Spotlight program will be off television screens once those episodes have gone to air.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Hey, what's the problem with the major brewers?
Well, there's an interesting report coming out from the competition watchdog here in Australia that 85% of the beers sold here in Australia are brewed by one of the two big companies, which is Lion, these days owned by Kirin, and Carlton United Breweries, which is owned by Asahi. And there's calls now from Andrew Lee, the assistant competition minister, to try and use the ACCC's powers to give Australians a better opportunity to access more beers. He says, we're paying too much, Heather, and we need to have a more competitive market. Well, how about you look in your own backyard first, Assistant Competition Minister? We pay $20 a carton in tax, and the government's addicted to the alcohol taxes, so they could do something tomorrow. We've had so many craft breweries in Australia fall over because of the taxes and the fact that now if you want to go to a pub and buy a pint of beer, you're going to pay $15 to $20. People just can't afford it, so get rid of some of these taxes. Stop taxing beer.
That's right, Ollie. Get the people their beer. It's a right. I appreciate it.
It is.
Ollie Peterson. He loves it. Loves it. Oliver Peterson, 6PR Perth Live presenter, our Aussie correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessis Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.